A southern Delaware encampment known as Tent City has been dismantled to make way for development. Now that its former residents have been displaced, there are urgent questions about where they'll go and how the community will respond. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more.
Just down a block from the Shepherd's office in Georgetown, Delaware, lies what was once known as Tent City. This space, once a refuge for more than 100 people experiencing homelessness, was dismantled after the land was bought for development. Entryways are now blocked by tall logs, and signs warn of fines for trespassing, leaving the area empty and abandoned, with little sign of the lives that once sought shelter there. Jim Martin, director of the Shepherd's Office, which offers services to those without housing, said they knew this day was coming.
It's transition time, man. It's like, you know, it's time to move to another spot. And that's the problem. Like, where is the other spot? There is no other spot. It appears to be no other spot to go.
While the need was clear before Tent City was shut down, the closure underscores the urgent need for action from both the community and elected leaders. His plan is to keep pushing for solutions by working with officials, including Mayor Bill West.
I'm ramping it up to the elected leaders now because we need their help. Honestly, we need their help because Bill West is doing all he can to help them, but we need maybe the county people to help and the state people to help. We need a place somewhere.
Given Georgetown's role as a hub for homeless services, he suggests creating a shanty town, a designated area where individuals experiencing homelessness can live together.
So it's going to be a tough topic, but I think they have to do an overlay over the existing zoning ordinance and just say, okay, see that 5 acres over there? Let's just give that to the homeless and let them set up a shanty town, you know, and just survive.
Cassandra Campbell has been without a home for a year and living in Georgetown for 3 months. She never lived in Tent City, but has heard dark stories from those who did.
I'm scared to go back there. Girls, they express that they've been raped and beat up, and people have been stolen from. And I mean, it's people are doing like bad drugs and overdosing back there, and that's just not for me. It's like a lot of trash. You know, I don't like trash. I like to hang around where I feel safe, like on camera, mostly.
For those reasons, she's relieved that it has ended.
I do feel for people for having to find a different way, a different place to live. But honestly, I feel like it was probably a good thing to break up that mess.
After learning about new funding for upgrades for Georgetown's police station, Campbell questions why more of the town's money isn't going towards helping those living on the streets.
If you're saying that you care about homelessness and you support people and you want to lift up the community, I think that putting your money where your mouth is would be a great way to show, you know, everyone how much you care.
Last week, community members gathered to come up with solutions, plan a steering committee, and bring their ideas to future town meetings. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.